Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about the Northwest New Mexico Arts Council and the upcoming Makers Market in downtown Farmington. President of the board, Flo Trujillo, is here with us from the Arts Council. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, Scott, and thank you for having us.
You bet. Great to have you in the studio. Great to have anybody in the studio, right, as we hopefully reopen back up safely. And so we were just talking about that before we came on the air this morning, that the first Makers Market is going to happen on June the 4th.
June 3rd.
June 3rd. Oh, how did I get that wrong already? It's right there in front of me. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Thursday, June 3rd, which is actually the last day of turquoise.
Right, unless we stay.
So hopefully we're on a good roll.
Yes, so pardon me. So it's every Thursday evening beginning June 3rd. Mm-hmm. In downtown Farmington. And so this is, and again, this has been happening last summer too, right? A little bit?
Well, last summer was weird. We didn't get started.
That's right.
We had it organized.
Summer before.
Yes, we've been doing it. This would have been our fifth year.
Okay.
So it's been quite a few years. And it was the brainstorm of Michael Bullock, who was,
right,
was our treasurer.
Very good. And the idea behind it is to bring folks downtown and to allow folks to sell some of their wares, whether it's food or crafts or other things, to people that are downtown every week, right?
Yes. It's a great opportunity to test a market. You know, those entrepreneurs who are creators or artisans and makers, and it's an opportunity to try something out before you put it out there in the public and maybe market it.
Right. And but unlike like the farmers market, it's open to other things besides just food things, right? And that's,
yes,
what makes this event so different.
Yes, and that's why we weren't open last year. It was hard to explain a lot why we weren't. First of all, we were finishing up the revitalization of downtown, which,
true,
the heart of downtown Farmington, fabulous arts and cultural district. Having it closed maybe was all right, but for the time being now, it's wonderful to be able to say that we are going to be part of that whole revitalization. And having, I guess, a lot of our stuff finished early last year, we weren't able to participate because we're an artisan market. We aren't a grower's market.
Right.
So you have to have a certain percentage of food in your market to become a grower's market and to have been able to run through COVID.
Understood. And so, but this year you're moving full speed ahead?
We are.
And every Thursday, 4:30 to dusk, is when the Makers Market will be. It's right there in the middle of downtown.
In the heart of downtown, right out on Orchard Park, on the corner of Main and Orchard, across from Three Rivers and all those fabulous shops.
Very true. And you're looking for vendors, right? You're looking for folks who want to come and maybe set up a table or something to sell,
yes,
whatever they may have, whether it's edible or repurposed or what have you.
If it's homemade and handmade, we want to give you a chance to sell. I know last year a lot of arts and crafts fairs were canceled. We know a lot of wonderful opportunities to sell were not available.
Right.
We did go virtual. I do want to thank the Farmington Chamber of Commerce for going virtual with a lot of our art, especially in the virtual art walk.
And the Convention and Visitors Bureau was part of that too,
yes,
right?
Yes,
wonderful.
Yes. And we are so excited that they were helping us promote that event since we couldn't do the art walks.
Right.
But being able to encourage the arts and crafts, I guess, creative look behind everyone and having them bring down whatever it is that they want to sell would be fabulous. We have space. We usually have about 10 to 12 vendors there. We actually have space for about 30.
Okay.
It just depends on how and who and what we have there. We also will have the food hub that will be there as,
right,
well, which is the Northwest New Mexico Food Hub, and that is located downtown at 310 Animas, and we'll be bringing the truck up. So we're pretty excited to be able to partner with them and be part of their growers markets.
Right. So that'll bring in a little bit of the growers market to this event, but
yes.
but still you're looking for vendors who could come down, and they need to register ahead of time, don't they? I can't just show up with my table and chairs and set up shop, can I?
Well, it's going to take a while, and
okay.
Everything starts at 4:30. If mm-hmm. you're there a little bit early, we do have iPads, and we will help you register. Everything needs to be on online registration through the Manage My Market, and there are links on our website at nwnmac.org on our website, Northwestern Mexico Arts Council, and it's a very easy form. If you register for our market and then you want to do the Farmington market or the Aztec market, you do need to register for those markets as well. Our very first market, I have to say, is going to be open and sponsored by the Connie Gotch Foundation, so it is free. You do not have to pay for a booth space, but space is going to be limited. I would love to see how many would register and we would be able to accommodate, because it would be something we could do with art walks.
Right.
And maybe open up the streets and go down the alleys. We like to do art in the alley.
Yeah, well, we have art in the alley.
Yeah.
That's another great project that the Arts Council has been a part of that I'll ask you about in a minute. But the Maker's Market is open to all these different things. I'm just going to read off of your poster here,
yeah.
because for our radio audience who can't see it, you are looking for, besides the fresh produce, homemade baked goods is part of it, jams and jellies, homemade leather goods, art, handmade and repurposed items, antiques, collectibles. And so that's some of the things that has been sold at the Maker's Markets before, and you would have room for again this summer,
mm-hmm.
hopefully.
Yes, and what's really nice is this, with the city revitalization, they're testing now how the PA system will work. So if we have music, we can plug in our favorite players and just run music,
right.
and everyone can listen and enjoy. Or if we have live music, we can go ahead and use that. Right now, we haven't been pre-approved for music at this time or any type of open celebration, but we're working towards that. We like the performing arts.
Right. Well, like anything these days, you kind of have to be flexible, don't
yes.
you, with COVID and COVID-safe practices and depending on what the occupancy rates are going to be. But as you mentioned, right, on June 3rd, that's your opening day, and that's the last day that we know we're going to be in turquoise. So that tells you 75% is what you can plan for.
Yes.
Which probably makes your life a little easier.
Yes. So we're hoping at least to have about 12 vendors. What makes it nice is you're right in the middle of downtown Farmington on Orchard Park and part of that Art in the Alley. And we will help you. As I mentioned earlier, to register online if you can't do it prior to getting there. We do have the paper forms, and if you sign those, of course, we'll set up a profile for you. We'll help you set up a profile, and we'll enter the information for you as well. We really want you to try to have the opportunity to get out there and be safe. We want to follow all the guidelines. We want to make sure that everyone is safe and we can continue to open our markets and be able to offer more.
Right. Well, and we hear all the time, I hear it all the time from folks who say, we want to get back to doing some normal things like we normally do. And the Maker's Market is one of those gatherings that we used to do and want to do again. And this is one way to make that happen, right, is to
yes.
go down and be safe, but have the vendors and have the crowds come down safely and check it out.
Yes, and we are right now partners with the Northwest New Mexico Growers Alliance. And one of the things that they have offered us is to learn how they ran their growers markets. So we will have sanitizing stations. We will have some masks if those are required, if anyone wants to use one.
Mm-hmm.
I know that outdoors, it just depends on how you feel about using them or whether you bring one, and we will have that available.
Good. Very good. Well, it starts on June 3rd, and the plan is to have it every Thursday.
Yes, through October 28th.
And, okay.
So there is a fee. After the first one, as I mentioned, the first one is free. The booth fees are available. When you walk in, you can pay $8 if you just want to be there for one day. If you want a five-day pass, you can pay $5 for each day pass. And you can use those 5 days anytime between June and October.
So even though it's a weekly event, it's five different weeks, I guess, you can choose. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can use those 5 days anytime you want to. So the reason we don't want to do a season pass is because if something changes and we have to close something, we don't want to have to refund, or we don't want to have somebody lose money.
Right. Well, so, and I guess, too, if someone's going to be out of town or something, yes, or not available 1 week, they don't have to worry about they paid their fee and they can't sit at their booth and, yes, it lets someone else have a shot,
yes,
to be in there. And that's what makes the Maker's Market have different things every week.
Yes.
You've got different booths every week.
And vendors are very nice. We sometimes will receive a full fee. And someone will tell us to use the rest for just a donation.
Nice.
Or they use it as towards a membership. So that's a nice thing as well. We don't request memberships, but we ask if you want to be part of the arts, of course, and supporting the arts, that you're more than welcome to be a member.
Well, and that's a great transition to our other topic that I wanted to talk to you about, which is the Arts Council and all the other things that it does throughout the year, not just over the summer in Farmington and San Juan County in Northwest New Mexico. So this is right in your name. So I want to ask you a bit about that. But right, we can all join the Arts Council and help you do the things that you do throughout the year, right? You were just telling me about some of the work with the schools.
Yes. We were helping some of the schools, and we were partners with Explora and also the New Mexico Museum of Natural History in Albuquerque. They provided us with kits that we were able to distribute not only to the schools and after-school programs, but we were also able to distribute them at free little libraries. What we did is we had volunteers. We have a volunteer through the New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services, and we also have some other volunteers that help us put packets together, and they deliver in their communities the packets with books and STEM activities whenever we have the opportunity to do so.
Terrific. Well, and I want to show some of our viewers who are joining us this morning, Float Your Hero, a little bit about some of the other things that you all do with the Northwest New Mexico Arts Council. A lot of things folks probably will know about, like Riverfest, yes, and that event, the juried art shows and some of the plein air shows that reach, mm-hmm, out to some of the artists in the area, right? In addition to the after-school things, the art camps and some of the other things that you all do, right,
yes,
throughout the year.
Yes. This year, unfortunately, we aren't doing Riverfest.
Right.
It's the jam.
It's changed a little bit. It's a little more of a music festival.
Everybody needs to be part of that, and there's going to be some great food trucks there as well. Some of the things that we have done with the plein air this past year was during the growers market in October, we did distribute some packets to families that went to some of the growers markets and asked them to take time to sit along the banks of the river and paint something whenever they had the chance. We had some wonderful, someone brought me a wonderful deer that they painted there at the Gateway Museum, and it's just a little handout, but it's
nice.
It was like 3x5 or something, but they were very proud of what they had done. The other thing that we like to do is promote the STEAM arts, and the STEAM arts is like STEM. It's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, but we feel that it's important to add arts in there.
Right, make it from STEM to STEAM.
Yeah, because the arts are very important, and I think some of them are going back into school. I've had a legislator that contacted me that was working on how to get arts back into the school, so I'm very excited about that opportunity. And I think they're wanting to go and use how social media is being used. I mean, you're great with social media, so you know how much it's being used.
Well, we know it definitely gets people's attention, that's,
yes,
for sure, especially when people are,
yes,
so busy these days. So,
yes,
it's a great a tool,
yes,
to spread the word and get folks engaged, you
and
bet.
And it's an art. I mean, the graphic arts are out there, and everyone seems to be born with this nowadays. I mean,
right.
It's not anything new to them. I think most of my age, I like to go to the younger generation to learn more from them, and I watch them, and that's how I pick things up and catch things.
It's amazing to me to see kids with a phone,
yes,
and what they can do with
master.
A phone, like a little short film or any type of creative activity with music or audio or video,
yes,
with a phone.
Yes.
I mean, and in my day, of course, we didn't have phones, but you would need a motion picture camera and sound people and the whole crew to do what folks today can do with just one simple device. And so it's amazing to me and really cool to kind of see kids being so creative too.
Oh, yeah. They've turned into little young entrepreneurs, haven't
Definitely.
They? That's why I like STEAM also. And I've always often talked about how important it is over the E to add a little 2 on there, just like the Einstein. shine because that is the entrepreneur in STEAM.
Ah, and two E's.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can also add the M as well, because not only is math the most important, but there are so many other things that we can offer in STEAM.
Right.
So I think it's important that we reach out to our community, and they know that we are there to offer virtual classroom help. We do have 17 organizations and schools and individual teachers who are registered with me now for the summer and through the fall through the New Mexico Museum of Natural History to provide them with light and shadow experiments and resources for their classroom.
Very cool to have those relationships with those other organizations from outside the area to bring in some of their expertise or share it with you and then with our local students. So that sounds very exciting. Some of the other things I wanted to mention too, some free little libraries that the Arts Council has been involved with, the Hummingbird Cafe Art, which we've talked about. The Hummingbird Cafe, such a great thing when it's able to be open, right, for folks in our community dealing with dementia and other problems like that. So that's another great thing that the Arts Council helps with.
Yes, Nicolette Ketchum is a wonderful, does
great.
A wonderful job with this. And what the Arts Council does is donates for the monthly art supplies that they deliver to a lot of the Alzheimer and dementia patients and into the nursing homes as well. So we're very happy to be able to offer that. Something that I wanted to mention also, since you mentioned the free little libraries, that is the brainstorm, of course, of the City of Farmington Police Department. And I know Michelle DeLise, who is just leaving us. And
she just retired yesterday,
Wednesday,
day before yesterday.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. And I remember talking to her about it, and wonderful Chief Hebby, who's always involved in a lot of community work. We do help by taking those free kits to those libraries.
Nice.
But something that we're offering in our downtown Makers Market is a story walk. And that's new in our community. The story walk is using the yard signs, and we're using the Very Hungry Caterpillar in English and in Spanish. And we don't need permission to create the story walk because we're using the physical book. We will have Amy's bookcase that will be at the very first downtown Makers Market when the story walk is set up, and she will be selling some books of the Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Nice. And so help me understand how that is going to work. Is it the story is being told as we tour through some of the neighborhoods? Is that how we go?
No, actually, what was really good.
Well, that could be another idea.
Yeah, this last, for Festival of the Trees, I was able to borrow from the Farmington Public Library. As you know, I was the youth services coordinator there.
Yes.
And
right.
We had the gingerbread baby, and I asked if I could borrow it and put it in the windows with some of the trees.
Okay.
I wanted to sample how that would work. A lot of people, we had a lot of response about how important that literacy was having.
Sure.
People walk around the community. So I have always wanted to do a story walk. The story walk is the brainstorm of someone in Rhode Island, and they kind of give you the little idea and of how to put it together.
Okay.
And we just use the individual signs that you just post in the garden, and then you just put the book. I don't want to say we glue it. We use the little spray glue to put the book together on those little signs. And people just do a little walking tour and read along. So we want to promote summer reading. And, of course, I'm not going to get away without saying, you've got to register for summer reading.
That's
at the
true.
Farmington Public Library or your local library.
That's right. Very true. It's on right now, I know. Farmington Public Library had a big event last weekend about summer reading kickoff, and I know the other libraries in the area are doing similar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to get registered. And you mentioned your previous life at the library, right? And I don't want to say this wrong, Flo Trujillo, but I'm not sure if you're doing retirement correctly. You're busier now than I think you were when you were working full-time.
Oh, well, I enjoyed it so much.
Well,
you know, I think that's what everybody does. So watch out.
Yeah.
Whenever you retire, you're going to be busier.
Well, we're so proud and glad that you are busier and staying active and bringing all these things to the community that we're talking about this morning. And so for the rest of us, though, we can support the work of the Arts Council by becoming a member, right?
Yes. If you want to, we take any type of membership. We have senior citizens, of course, and young professionals and artists and board and event support. We sometimes have businesses that call us and say, how can I support an event? And I usually tell them what we're doing, and they'll send us some money money to maybe buy books for the Free Little Libraries, or they'll send us some money so that we can create the story walk, or they see something that they like and they'll support that. Anything helps. Everything helps, of course, you know that. And with the arts, some of the things that we like to try to support is the performing arts. And of course, this wonderful weekend is going to be the Painted Pianos in Aztec. I can't not mention that.
And, tomorrow, Saturday, all the Painted Pianos, there's more of them
the
this
music.
Year. And they will be out in abundance throughout Aztec, much of it downtown, but I think a few are going to be scattered, other businesses too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we should mention that.
And that's what Northwest New Mexico Arts Council does, is helps promote that. We actually have one of our artists who painted a piano, Karen Ellsbury.
It's beautiful. I've seen the pictures of it. It's gorgeous, yes.
I can hardly wait to hear them play even on the Cat in the Hat. I think the other one. Being able to sponsor or support some of these projects, not with a lot, but maybe with a little bit, maybe through scholarships.
Sure.
That's what the Arts Council does.
Well, and we've seen, unfortunately, how much the performing arts has been impacted by COVID in the last year. And so to get things moving again and out and about and to be able to support those things. And you mentioned the Connie Gotch Arts Foundation, and they have been very proactive, I think, in trying to offer some grants.
To
start things back up again, though, right?
Yes, they were very generous to our artists. They had a special project that all our artists could apply for.
Right.
And if they gave back to the community to do something in workshops, that's how we got contacted to do some art in the alley as well. During COVID, we did do 3 art in the alley murals.
Okay.
Those were sponsored by the Marion Foundation.
Wonderful.
Sansaray did a wonderful one, and I think Michael Billy and Michael Bullock. So all of those are recorded on our YouTube. So when you get on our website, follow the YouTube, and you can see, you can take a walk, a tour.
I was going to say, too, right?
Yeah.
You can do that, or you can actually go downtown and just go one half block off of Main Street, and you'll see what we're talking about. And some of them are, well, not some, all are works of art and amazing.
And local artists.
To see them, and you kind of have to maybe sometimes look around the corner or check it out to make sure you don't miss something, but it's a really different world just one half block off of Main Street, and it really has made you appreciate, at least me, appreciate the alleys more of downtown.
And it is all local art.
Yeah.
And what I really like about it is that every art piece has a story behind it.
Right.
And that's what you'll see on our YouTube. I believe that you were part of one of my last virtual tours, or actually visible tours or walking tours.
You took us on a tour with Leadership San Juan in 2019. Yes.
And showcase some of our favorites. We adapt that to any conference. So if you're just there, we want to promote the conference by saying, why don't you take a walk downtown to go eat during lunch, and we'll show you some wonderful sights along the way. So we're hoping to showcase some of our art. And we were able to walk some of the alleys before you went to your lunch.
That's right. We were. It was wonderful. I'm going to mark you down for next year, okay? We're
going
to go back into the alleys
and
with the
Arts
Council.
Wonderful. Art has changed, so it's never the same.
Perfect. Well, it's just one of the things that the Arts Council does to help and promote the art, right, in the northwest part of the state, San Juan County.
With friends from our community by donations, and we really appreciate that, especially the Marion Foundation, who has been very generous with us.
They have indeed, and do a lot of things, but it's great to be able to see it on all the different things that you do in the area with the support of your members and just your volunteers, and folks can help out. And so again, for more details, we can check out your website.
Yes, please check out the website at nwnmac.org, Northwest New Mexico Arts Council. You can also go to the Buy Fresh, Buy Local, nwnm.org, and you'll go over to our Growers Market as well, where they'll be giving you information about our local food summit. We will be part of the culinary arts in that division.
Okay, very good. And again, the Makers Market, Downtown Makers Market, will premiere again on Thursday, June 3rd. 4:30 to dusk, and hopefully every Thursday thereafter, right, until almost end of October.
We're going for turquoise. I'm optimistic.
There you go. And so, but we know that the 3rd is going to be open.
Yes, and I'm very grateful to the New Mexico Downtown Main Street project that we have through the city of Farmington. We're one of their partners, and so when the revitalization was done, we did have an office that was downtown. So we're planning to be downtown again, so you'll be able to see us again. But do look for us, and please come down. And you don't have to just be a vendor. You need to come down and shop.
Right.
Make it an evening. Thursday night, make it an evening so that you can plan to go and visit one of our shops or and purchase something or go and eat something.
True. Or both.
Both.
There you go. That's true. But make it an evening. You're right. And
it's a great walking place or a walking tour of the art and alley.
Well, I agree. And if you haven't been to downtown Farmington since all the renovations, all the complete streets are now completed, it really has transformed downtown, I think. And to be able to do that or have a bite to eat while you're sitting on the sidewalk outdoors, like an outdoor cafe.
Oh, yes.
It's a great setting.
Please do that. Visit Bistai Bicycles. I mean, pick something up and go out and use our recreational facilities. We have beautiful facilities in our community and recreation, and just take advantage of everything.
Lots to do, for sure. Yes. And it looks like it's going to be a more positive summer. And
yes,
we're all looking forward to that.
Yes. And please, if you're looking for a place, consider downtown Farmington. Help us grow. Visit with us downtown and find out. Maybe Julie Blair can help you downtown and to find that special location to try that new business that you have always thought of.
There you go. Well, a lot of busy people like yourself helping to make that possible. So, Flo, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for giving us time.
Of course. It's always great to visit with you and learn about how you've slowed down, which is not much at all since your retirement.
It's good to see you, my goodness. Yes, it's good to see you.
You too. Stay well, and we'll see you downtown.
Yes, come see us.
Okay. Flo Trujillo, my guest from the Northwest New Mexico Arts Council here with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.